From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day Today. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, people in Barbados prepare for Hurricane Ivan heading their way. But first, the polls are going against John Kerry. They're showing a bounce for George W. Bush after the Republican convention, so Kerry is changing campaign tactics. The Democratic nominee wrapped up the Labor Day weekend with a new stump speech and a new message. Chris Sullentrop of Slate Magazine is traveling with the Kerry campaign. We reached him in Greensboro, North Carolina. Chris, tell us about what's going on inside that new Kerry speech.
The new mantra of the speech is, that's W, that's wrong. This idea that he's going to turn the point of the attention, turn the race to focus on George Bush instead of focusing on John Kerry, which the campaign has focused on for the past month or so, focused on the merits of John Kerry as a candidate. So he talks about Social Security, about health care, about jobs, about education. It very much is, let's move this back to Democratic territory and not what's considered Republican territory, which is, you know, foreign policy, the war on terror, Iraq.
You write in Slate Magazine that people are remembering well the phrase that James Carville wrote on a board in Little Rock, Arkansas 12 years ago, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, and that was the phrase that everyone remembers, but he actually wrote three phrases. He also wrote change versus more of the same, and don't forget health care. And this is really a change versus more of the same speech. Kerry really hits home, you know, if you like the way the country's going, if you like the fact that the country's lost jobs, you know, if you're going through his talking points, if you like Social Security being used for tax cuts for the wealthy, you know, if you like underfunded schools, these are the things he says. He says, well, then vote for George W. Bush. But if you don't like those things, if you want a new direction, vote for John Kerry and John Edwards. So it's a, you know, it's a simple idea, but it's one that's effective, and it's one that he really hasn't used yet.
John Kerry, it must be said, had a sort of a dismal August. He was down in the polls. The news was dominated by the GOP convention and the Swift Boat ad controversy going back and forth.
Yeah, no, he didn't have a good August. I mean, he didn't have a good convention. His convention has come under a lot of criticism for focusing too much on Vietnam. He got almost no bounce out of his convention. In the Gallup poll, he got a negative bounce, and a lot of grumbling in his party, on-the-record quotes from a lot of big party officials in the New York Times. And then the Republicans put on a masterful convention and swung a lot of voters in this race that were not supposed to have any swing voters. So he needs to start doing something, or this could be over pretty quickly.
As we know, former President Bill Clinton, had heart surgery over the weekend. Before that happened, he had a talk with John Kerry. Wouldn't you like to have been there and heard exactly, in their different accents, back and forth, what Mr. Clinton felt that Mr. Kerry should be doing?
Sure, and who wouldn't want to have been there? It's impossible to know what exactly he said to him, of course, but in this speech yesterday, I heard a lot of echoes of the Clinton 92 campaign, of being a new Democrat, of being a more business-friendly Democrat. On Labor Day, John Kerry talked about how he wants to cut corporate tax rates by 5% to help American companies lower the cost of doing business.
Certainly sound like a Republican position.
Yeah, that's right. And I thought, talking about corporate tax cuts on Labor Day, if that's not a new Democrat, I don't know what is. But he reframed a lot of his positions as ways to put more money in your pocket, and criticisms of George W. Bush as taking money out of your pocket, that the Iraq war costs $200 billion, and that's taking money from other things. And Kerry was really trying to make that case yesterday, and he was doing it more effectively than I've seen him do it before.
We mentioned James Carville before, and no one is suggesting that Mr. Carville be brought into this Kerry campaign, but what's going on inside the Kerry staff, just in terms of who's on top and who's in and who's out?
Kerry has brought in a guy named John Sasso to travel with him, a guy from the Democratic National Committee, and he's brought in a guy named Michael Hooley, who helped him win Iowa and is considered sort of a Boston political legend in the media. And we're not sure exactly what Michael Hooley does, but whatever he does, it works. And then there's this also talk about other Clinton figures maybe coming in, Paul Begala, maybe some other figures like that playing a higher role. Joe Lockhart is working at the Kerry headquarters, who used to be the press secretary for President Clinton. So there definitely is sort of an infusion of Clinton officials. We'll see what happens going down the road.
Opinion and analysis from Slate's Chris Sullentrop, talking with us from a John Kerry campaign stop in North Carolina. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.